Hey, you guys, welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's time. Merry Christmas, lambs.
Merry Christmas.
It's the 12th day, the 12th and final day of Mariamus, and it's the big day. And today we sort of have our wish list, our hopes and our dreams, darling, for MC30. Merry Christmas 30. Next year, darling, next year's Christmas. These are our hopes and our dreams and our prayers, and God, please, at least the vinyls, honey. Okay, so let's get into it.
So this is our Merry Christmas 30 wish list. I'm going to start with, because obviously we're both certified delusional lambs right now. Obviously yep. one more than the other, but
yeah,
I'm going to start off, and I feel like just a little silly, like small moment. It could be part of the merch, but I feel like a Mariah Carey cookbook with some of her dad's recipes. This could be like an early on, you know, when we start off Christmas, like she did with Children's Place and whatever she's done over the years, where it's just been that early, like, shoehorn in, like, you dip your toe in the water, man. Okay, what's happening this Christmas? That could be the start, but I would really like it if she put some of her Christmas recipes that she does with her children, that her dad did for her as a kid. You know, she's described it in the book, and when you read the book or listen to the book, you can almost smell it when she's describing the smell of the clam linguine wafting through the house. And you think, oh my God, like, so I feel like a cookbook, or even like something that's social media, TikTok, where it's just a few recipes every now and then, a YouTube moment. I don't know, just something to celebrate that, to just give us the start of Christmas that we can try at home. I mean, would you buy
it? I'm obsessed. Yes, I would buy it, first of all. Yes, I think that's a great idea, Gareth. I think that's such a good idea. It's such an easy, like, second book for her to sell also. Like, you know what I mean? Like she doesn't have to put, like, that much thought into it. And if she wants to keep some of her father's recipes, like, kind of secret, you know, she could, like, blur out one ingredient and be like,
switch it.
Secret.
Switch it.
No, not even switch it, boo. Like, literally just blur it out or scribble on it and write top secret. You know, like, I think that would be cute to be like, oh, I want to know what the one ingredient is, bitch. Like, tell me.
Or she could leave it blank for you to decide what you want to make it special for you and your family.
I mean, you could do that anyway, but I just imagine, like, there's a little scribble on the page and her writing on it, you know? Like,
oh, that would be cute if it looks like handwriting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, something like that. Yeah. But, or just give us the full ingredient list. Like, I want the whole recipe. You know what I mean? Like, don't keep it a secret. But if you're going to, you know, maybe just one ingredient.
So that would be cute. Obviously, we know we're going to get a Merry Christmas reissue with extra whatever, but I think extra songs.
We don't know that.
Well, I feel like there'll be some kind of, like, reissue. It might have a couple of extra songs that we've already got. I think it might be more of an extra of the 25th anniversary as opposed to the original. I don't know how that's going to be shaped now, because we have different...
Okay, what we need, need a rarities version of Merry Christmas. What we need is, we need a box set, and we need, like, either the 25th anniversary edition on vinyl with audio from the Merry Christmas to One and All tour, or we need the Apple TV Plus special on vinyl with something else too. But we need, like, multiple things, I think, like, many different things.
I mean, that's what I was building to.
I think it's best to do it as Merry Christmas as its own thing, but with, I was going to say, like, a bonus disc of the Christmas rarities with all of, like, any kind of bonus tracks that we haven't heard, new songs. And we already know so many that didn't get used. So what about the ones that we don't know of? So, like, a Christmas rarities, maybe St. John the Divine, on its own as an audio, on vinyl as well, on every single, like, different platform that you can have it to own. The Apple TV special as well, on all kind of physical formats. We already have it on streaming. Physical single of O Santa, which we spoke about in our 12 Days of Christmas or 12 Days of Miraimus, of How to Get Osana to Number One. She needs to include the full-on track listing with that, like cover all angles to make sure that that single, the physical versions, sell, or at least the EPs in their entirety get downloaded. Without going through the track listing again, you know, just cover all bases.
Maybe even another single of All I Want for Christmas as well, a vinyl single, like a gatefold vinyl with remixes and extra stuff, like comes with all the versions of All I Want, all the remixes of it, just so we keep selling All I Want as well as these albums, but we have another thing that we can buy. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, if just brainstorming here, like if she was to put All I Want for Christmas is U tracks on one side and Oh Santa on the other side, so it's kind of like a reissue of a double A side. How does that qualify as a number one? Is it All I Want for Christmas is You, or is it Oh Santa? But then I guess that particular format has to go to number one as a double A side for it to be either or both, I guess. Because if most people are downloading All I Want for Christmas is You, but people are buying that physical copy, then it's still going to be All I Want for Christmas is You. It's cheating.
I don't know. We need Oh Santa vinyls and we need All I Want vinyls. I think we need separate ones, but we do need both.
Well, we definitely need Oh Santa, because Oh Santa's never had its All I Want for Christmas is You moment. So whatever she can do with All I Want for Christmas is You, try and do the same with Oh Santa. But yeah, the rarities version of the Merry Christmas needs to have anything that we covered in our Island of Lost Christmas songs. So Someday at Christmas, probably a duet with Brandy. Where Are You Christmas? What Christmas Means to Me, anything else that she's recorded that we don't have, some Morales remixes maybe, but they could be on the Oh Santa remix. I don't know. It depends if it's the same song or not. Not, I mean, obviously she probably doesn't have a Morales remix, but I mean like Morales-esque kind of like dance, like the Joy to the World dance remixes. I also do feel I'm reaching here with this one, but I think A Series of Dolls based on all the All I Want for Christmas is You music videos and or all the Nutcracker outfits.
Okay, yeah, that is a reach, but I wouldn't be mad. Like I would I'll take them. Like I will take the dolls, but that is a reach for sure. Let's just ask for one more doll. Like, please, can we get one more? Thank you.
Like, I think that would either be like an All I Want for Christmas is You music video or a Nutcracker.
I'll take a Nutcracker this time. Unless you want to give us the Christmas wreath Apple TV Plus moment and like have her sitting in it. I'll spend $200 and it can come in like a little glass case. And yeah, there you go.
I'd love that Nutcracker Apple TV Christmas special as a doll. That dress.
Yeah.
Standing,
yeah. I don't know why they didn't do that dress either, though. Like, but this doll is great. So I'm not even going to act like that. But they had so many outfits to choose from.
Oh my God. Exactly. Like, where do you bloody start? But I guess Marilyn Monroe has been used over and over and over and over again. But so is the Nutcracker one, but in different variations. But anyway.
I think we need a Christmas world tour.
A Christmas world tour would be perfect. I was building to that. But a Christmas world tour would be perfect. I think next, another thing would be the Apple TV Plus on physical release, DVD, two together, maybe one the actual DVD to play it, one like an audio CD for those that collect CDs, the vinyl of the 2020 with 2021 bonus tracks, the 18-minute special. So Baby Please Come Home, Fall in Love at Christmas as bonus tracks. Throw them on there. Because it pretty much is the same. And the 18-minute special, like, needs to just be on there. Put it all together. It's glorious. It's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just gutted because it was so short.
Yeah, if they put out the vinyl of the Apple TV special, they should just throw on those extra songs from the 18-minute.
100%.
Yeah.
We'll probably get another music video of All I Want for Christmas is You. That will probably be a full-on 30-year footage of live performances as well as music videos thrown in there. I don't think she's going to do a brand new one. She might. But I think regardless of however, there's definitely going to be another one. So look out for another eight All I Want for Christmas is You music video next year. Explosive merch. Now, we were talking about this. I don't know if we talked about it like recording or not, but like, Nutcracker Christmas jumper, Nutcracker pajamas, Nutcracker onesie, Nutcracker jackets. Anything that's going to be like fitting with the Nutcracker app. She's not done anything merch-wise with Nutcracker yet. Mrs. Claus onesies again, jumpsuit, pajamas, anything again, jackets that fits in. She's not really done too, I don't think she's done anything with the Mrs. Claus kind of outfit, really. So these two are like missed opportunities at this point. Great opportunity coming up next year for the 30th anniversary. And also, you bought some of her other stuff, like decoration, whatnot, that she had a few years ago or last year. She used to do put all of this in one place, grab it all from all these different distributors because it's scattered around all over the internet, put it all in one place, put it on your website so people can get it, or on your Amazon site, all in one place. It's going to sell like crazy to your target market. You could have it on all these other ones, I guess, but make sure that the base is your website, Mariah. New decorations. Let's come up with some new stuff to really celebrate Merry Christmas 30. Some red, like, Christmas ornaments.
I want Christmas lights.
Christmas lights. I think some Christmas lights that where the bulb looks like the button.
It says MC on it.
I was just about to say, they look like the buttons on the Nutcracker outfit with the MC.
Yeah.
That would be adorable. And they can. She can have three. She can have white, she can have gold, and she can have fluorescent. She might not do all of that. But, you know, we're trying to cover all bases here.
Yeah, I think the biggest things we need, though, is if we're not going to get another Christmas special, I think we should do another tour, Mariah. I think that's what we should do. But I think the biggest things are put these box sets out. Put out some vinyls box sets, you know, give us some Christmas from the vault. Like, do give us a surprise. I really want a Christmas surprise.
Well, exactly. I don't know what else she
like. Merch is cute, but I want a surprise.
I mean, I'd like to see a lot of it celebrating all this. Like I was just about to say, like some baubles, Christmas ornaments with that's like MC30, like Merry Christmas 30 on it. So it's a proper like, oh, okay, I got this for the 30th anniversary. You know, like a tour. Yeah, obviously she's talked about having 10 tracks for a Christmas album. There's probably not much time to have that now this year, so it'll probably happen next year.
She didn't say Christmas album, though.
Well, no, she said she had 10 songs, but I'm feeling it's a Christmas album. I feel like that would be next year, regardless whether it's a regular album or a Christmas album, it's going to be next year. A tour off the back of that, either kind of album, would be good too. I do think some more Merry Christmas decorations, white, silver, and gold. Some Mariah Carey Christmas trees, whatever size you want to do, because obviously these have got to be shipped out. White, silver, and red. Not necessarily all one tree, but different like variations. Yeah, like I really think after all of this, a brand new album for Christmas, brand new show, a live show. But I'd take a Christmas special instead of a live show. But I feel like if she did a special that came out towards like mid-November and still did a live show, she could have parts. It could be an extra moment.
I think we're asking for too much for with both. I think we should want one or the other.
System. Like I feel like
I think
do the special. I think do the live shows as the special, but the live special. Do you know what I mean? Okay, it's gone out my system.
Of course, I know what you mean, but I think that what's your number one thing on this list? Like, if you can only have one thing, what is it?
Apple TV Christmas special on vinyl.
It's the Apple TV Christmas special on vinyl, right? Like, yeah, it's something vinyl. So I, as long as we get something cute on vinyl for this, like, I'm not mad. But, you know, if we get a Christmas special or a world tour, bitch, yes. Like,
but Christmas rarities.
Yeah, I want something extra on this Christmas stuff, you know, like, I really do.
I feel sad.
But it's plain and simple. I think that if she wants us to stay, like, thirsty for Christmas, she's got to keep it fresh. She's got to keep Christmas fresh.
Yeah, but I mean, also keep it fresh, but like along with stuff that's like familiar, but not too much like, not too much All I Want for Christmas Is You, because at the moment that's not fresh. Next year it's not going to be fresh. We like to hear it. We love that song, especially when Christmas comes around or every now and then just throughout the year. But like, we're not constantly listening to All I Want for Christmas Is You throughout the year. Yes, celebrate with All About the Christmas Is You, but like attach the other stuff to it.
Of course, yes.
Yeah. Do you really think she's going to do a world tour next year?
I mean, I'm hoping for a big ass Christmas box set. I really do want a tour, either this tour or the last year's tour on vinyl, because I want a recent tour like Tokyo Dome where I can put it on vinyl and listen to it.
Yeah.
I really do want a whole tour.
DVDs as well.
Yeah, I want a DVD too.
I'm sounding like an old person here, but I want something that I can keep and that's tangible for me to put on when I want, that's not going to be on streaming for one moment and get taken down like a few years later. I want to be able to, you know, I'm of a physical...
Cherish it.
Yeah, I'm of a physical era. I want to be able to still have that available to me. But, you know, I do think she's planning something for next year. She's clearly working on stuff. I mean, she says that a lot, I know. But, like, I have a feeling that there'll be something big coming. It might just be one thing and everything else is just circulated around that. We don't know what it is yet, but...
Oh, and also, anything that we do get, I want it to be able to arrive by Christmas time.
Yeah,
I don't want it to arrive. I don't want it to be, oh, this vinyl box set, Merry Christmas 30, comes 2025, December 2025. No.
Pre-orders, like...
They better be pressed and ready right now. Right now.
Pre-orders for, like, that's okay. October... November, ready for like late November, early December delivery. I think that's, it needs to be starting now though. And I...
Picking it off into high gear, honey.
High gear.
Is there anything else you want to add to the wish list?
I am fully fed from this year and I am so grateful for everything we got this year that I think we have already asked for so much for next year.
We already got so much as well. Like, we're asking for more, but like, yeah, we're not trying to be ungrateful lambs here, lambs. We just want to get everything out of our system, because I feel like I'm bubbling over with inspiration of what she could do. And that's why I wanted to get it all out. So hopefully we've all got our hopes and dreams. Hopefully people out there are like thinking of things that they would like or would like to see her do or like to see be successful for her. So let us know, actually. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to see people's responses to the podcast in the comments on our social media platforms at The Obsessed Podcast, or even in response to whatever streaming platform you listen to us on. We're available on all.
And let us know what you thought of these 12 days of Christmas. Should we do it next year, lambs? Was it festive? Was it fun? Was I the Grinch this year? Did I come out of my shell? Was it fun? Let us know.
And thank you so much, guys, for listening this year. It's been a great year, despite some of the turmoil and hurdles we've had to overcome, as does everybody. So thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to enjoy us. Thank you for supporting us. And we hope you have a very Merry Christmas and an extremely Happy New Year. And we will see you in 2024.
It's back to the ocean for me, baby.
All right. Okay, guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.